Washington. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira. Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies. On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com. Here are our top stories this evening. The MDC faction aligned to former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai today dismissed as clandestine and bogus a meeting which yesterday suspended Mr. Tsvangirai and other top party leaders, saying it was held in breach of the party constitution. The MDCT is blaming ZANU-PF, among others, for its woes.
The meeting was beyond all reasonable doubt a bogus meeting. The long and short of what happened yesterday is that Honorable PT has formed his own political party.
But ZANU-PF dismisses as childish and pathetic the MDCT's claims that they have something to do with the problems in the labor-backed movement.
We as ZANU-PF don't have anything to do with the problems that are rocking MDC at the particular moment. It is a question of a bad carpenter blaming his tools.
And as usual, we give you the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo. The MDC faction aligned to former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai today dismissed as clandestine and bogus a meeting which yesterday suspended Mr. Tsvangirai and other top party leaders, saying it was held in breach of the party's constitution, adding only the party president could convene such a meeting. Arthur Chigoriwa has details from the capital.
Addressing a press conference at the party's headquarters this afternoon, MDCT spokesperson Douglas Monzora said Tsvangirai remains the legitimate leader of the party. Monzora, who was accompanied by party organizing secretary Nelson Chamisa, blamed the ZANU-PF, central intelligence officers, and the smaller formation of the MDC led by Professor Weshman Ngwe for the problems befitting his party. Monzora said there was no quorum at the Mandela Training Center meeting, where a faction led by MDCT Secretary General Tendai Biti suspended Tsvangirai, his deputy Thokozani Kupe, National Chairman Love Momoyo, Chamisa, and Monzora himself.
I am saying this in order to demonstrate to you that the meeting was beyond all reasonable doubt a bogus meeting. Out of 13 members of the standing committee, there were only two who were present and invited. Out of the 54 members of the national executive, only 8 members were invited and did attend. Now you can see, ladies and gentlemen, that the composition of the national council, or the so-called national council, was below the expected minimum, which is 2/3.
Monzora said, in essence, by their move yesterday, BT and all the other MDC activists and the members involved, they have formed their own party, adding they just have to find a name for the new formation. He said the party is worried that BT, a lawyer by profession, was leading efforts to breach the party's constitution, or in the name of trying to get rid of Tsvangirai.
The long and short of what happened yesterday is that Honorable BT has formed his own political party. It is a political party for which they are failing to find a name, but it is a political party nevertheless.
Monzora says BT is being investigated for allegedly confiscating party property together with the suspended deputy treasurer Elton Mangoma, as they previously were custodians of labor-backed movement's assets. He said the Tsvangirai faction is in control of the party's harvest house headquarters, adding they will soon ride to parliament, recalling all lawmakers who have gone with BT and seeking new election to replace them. Monzora blamed ZANU-PF party, President Robert Mugabe, and the Central Intelligence Organization for destabilizing his party.
All this that happened yesterday is a culmination of an elaborate covert project involving state security, ZANU-PF, Mugabe, Weshman Ngwe, and the few malcontents in the MDC to destabilize the MDC and to debrand the party.
MDCT leader Tsvangirai did not attend the press conference, as he was said to be addressed a rally in his rural home of Buera in Manicaland. Meanwhile, the Tsvangirai faction will on Tuesday convene what it says will be a genuine National Council meeting, which will decide if it is fair. Earlier, hundreds of Tsvangirai activists thronged the Harvest House in support of the embattled leader in the wake of an internal revolt by party officials led by BT. The supporters convened at the party headquarters early morning, hoping Tsvangirai would use the press conference to respond to his suspension by a party national council that was convened by BT in Harare yesterday. The toy-toying crowd, which made the path of Nelson Mandela Avenue impassable, but under the watchful eye of the police, was later addressed by party Chamisa and Monzora, who moments before had addressed their hastily arranged press conference. Reporting from Harare, this is Arthur Achigoriwa.
But ZANU-PF has dismissed as pathetic and childish the comments by Mr. Monzora that ZANU-PF has something to do with the problems besetting the labor-backed movement. I spoke earlier on with Mr. Joram Gumbo, who is the parliamentary chief whip for ZANU-PF, and he had this to say.
They must look into their wardrobes. I think there must be some skeletons in there which they must worry about. We as ZANU-PF don't have anything to do with the problems that are rocking MDC at the particular moment. It is a question of a bad carpenter blaming his tools for a bad work. We have totally nothing to do with what is happening. We wish them well. They must resolve their own problems. We are not at all involved. They've always blamed us for their failures. They failed to get a good number of posts or candidates into parliament, and they blamed us and they blamed Nikuvu. Now they voted yesterday, 138 members voted and 136 voted against the six, or they voted that these six must be removed. Now I don't know whether there was Nikuvu there, which might have been again sponsored by ZANU-PF. So, this is a part of trialists who don't actually know what they are talking about. So at times it's not even worthwhile, commenting about what they are saying there. It's childish politics. They must work on the problems that are facing them in their political party, and they leave us alone to do our own things as ZANU-PF.
What is your personal opinion of these problems? Because some people are saying ZANU-PF should obviously be happy or celebrating that, their main enemy within the political sphere in Zimbabwe is having such problems within amongst themselves.
Not at all. We are not even, throwing a party to, to celebrate, this crumbling of this, pack of cards, because it was obvious. We see it coming. So there is nothing really to worry about. We have seen this one coming. It's a question of time that the party will just go into oblivion and it disappears from the political scene. Their problems started in 2005, and since then, there's been nothing to talk about as far as, the MDC is concerned. This thing, we have seen it coming. And what is happening now is not surprising to us. So there is nothing to rejoice about. It's just a question of watching to say, when is it going to disappear in the political scene, and that's it.
That was ZANU-PF Parliamentary Chief Whip Joram Gumbo speaking with us from Zimbabwe. The MDC Ncube is also not happy with the comments from the MDCT faction supporting Mr. Tsvangirai, alleging that Mr. Biti rented a crowd from the MDCN to support his cause yesterday. Jonga Kandemiri spoke with Mr. Nhlanhla Dube, and he had this to say.
To start off with, it's absolutely preposterous. It's desperation that knows no bounds. What we know is that our political party has a long time now said we are not interested in commenting in the internal happenings of other political parties, especially where it comes to its leadership and how it's constructed. We don't talk about the suppression politics in ZANU-PF. We therefore don't talk about the internal exigencies in MDCT. We were never involved. We do not want to be involved. We have no desire in being involved with the going on in MDCT. If we had such desire, we would have gone in our numbers and joined that party and been part of them and therefore become involved in its leadership squabbles or the changeover mechanism. The reality of the matter is that this speaks of serious desperation, where people who beat each other up, people who call each other names on the basis of disability, people that call each other all sorts of things, want to find an excuse instead of looking the problem that they have straight in the eye.
Are you going to take any legal action against the MDC formation of Mr. Tsvangirai?
No. We will not do that. We challenge them to show the greater Zimbabwe and the world the pictures of those people that they claim are ours, and including our party president, who they've mentioned. We want them to take as much time as they can, put those pictures which they claim they have in public view so that we can debate this in its proper context.
That was Nhlanhla Dube, spokesman for the MDC, and speaking earlier on with Jonga Kandemiri from Bulawayo. This is Studio 7 coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. We are going out to you on the 4930, 4940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies, and on the 909 medium wave or AM frequency. And now we go to the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo.
You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues. I'm excited today because I love when I get musical guests. I'm so happy to introduce my guest today, who goes by the name of French Vanilla. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for having me.
Now, of course, I know you have a birth name, so give me a birth name.
Well, my birth name is Kudakwashi Chanakira.
Okay, and you go by French Vanilla. Where did you get that name from?
When I started rapping, I just went by the name of Kuda, my government name. But drank a lot of coffee, drank a lot of cappuccinos, and my favorite cappuccino happened to be French Vanilla. And it just so happened that, you know, I'm a light-skinned dude, so my complexion is vanilla. But I figured, you know, my music was pretty sweet and addictive, like the cappuccino, so I ran with French Vanilla. But I put a little bit of a twist to it, so I made the French a PH instead of a F, so it's French Vanilla with a PH.
Now, that is definitely creative. I like that. I like that very much. So tell me, how did you find yourself to get the influence to be in this genre of hip-hop and dancehall? Because, you know, they are very similar, but they kind of have two different tracks between them.
That's true. Well, I grew up listening to hip-hop. You know, I grew up on a lot of, like, you know, what they call old-school hip-hop, Naughty by Nature. That was old-school to me, like, in the early 90s and late 80s. And I also started listening to a lot of dancehall, because I went to St. Ignatius College, and the vast majority of the guys there listened to reggae and dancehall.
Now, you spoke about the old-school hip-hop influence, and how much does that speak through your lyrics?
So what I drew from that is definitely having the meaning in the music, you know. I'm not, like, the most overly lyrical person, but I don't just put words together just to make them rhyme. You know, I like to have some sort of a message within the music or within the tracks. If I put a song together, I want the song to be consistent with what I'm actually saying from the beginning to the end, and with the chorus and everything. And that really came from listening to, you know, Naughty by Nature, a little bit of KRS-One, and, you know, early Jay-Z, early Nas. They actually had, like, stuff they were saying in their music.
Yeah, he's a square, he's a nerd, he's a geek. That's what I used to hear every day of the week. But now I go hard, cause your boy's so corporate. Long day at the office, woof, I'm exhausted. I'm working this 9 to 5. It's a lot better than a brother face at 25. The life, now the future looks
so. As I know, as I understand, in 2007, you met one of the members of Kid and Play, Christopher Play Martin, who helped, I guess, launch your career.
That one was it was actually a blessing, because I used to work at a company called Cisco Systems. They do, like, networking technology. So I met a fella that was at Cisco. He was in this, like, a social philanthropy group that did a lot of community outreach. So I told him that I did music, and he said, "Hey, do you think you can put a song together that kind of inspires people to do something positive with their lives, but at the same time is also a hip?" So I got together with a couple of my friends, a good buddy of mine who goes by the name of Scars. He's a hip-hop artist from Zimbabwe as well. And we put the song together, and then we wanted to shoot a video. And the guy that I met from Cisco, he happened to be at a dinner, and he was at dinner with Play. And Play was like, "You know, I want to be part of this."
How important is it for you to make sure that you have an identity in terms of you being Zimbabwean and you also catering to the Zimbabwean audience and also bringing them in so that they enjoy your music?
Oh, yeah, it's very, very, very important. And I represent Zimbabwe in almost every single song that I do. There's either a mention of Zimbabwe at the beginning of the song, or it'll be like one or two lines that will, you know, reference Zimbabwe, reference Harare. I grew up in Marondera. It references Marondera as well. And then the whole dancehall aspect of it, you know, dancehall is pretty big back home. They actually have a Zim dancehall movement. So I'm closely connected with the people that are in that fraternity, and I've actually collaborated with a few artists.
Muruko Eroko, Matsikwane Province, Province Ekwa Robo, Province Ekwa Chanakira. TC1 Productions on. Ndikabata mic, vasikana vanochema, hanzi tiri kuda, mfana wepadema, tinoreva idi.
And of course, I can't let you go until I hear a little something.
of course. I knew you were going to put me on the spot.
You know what? I have to. Okay. So if you can hit me off with a little 16 bars, of course, you know.
Let me see. I'm going to try to come off the top of the head, but I might have to grab a few lines from the music that
That's
I have.
That's cool.
All right. I'm back, and I'm sorry. I know I kept y'all waiting. I had to take my time because you know you can't rush greatness. I came a long way from the days in the jails with orange and the bracelets. What I've been through is real, and I'll never have to fake it. I've done time, done crimes, all that, and I made it. But I always keep the fire blazing because y'all got my back, and I know who I am. I know where I'm at. They call me French Vanilla. No one else is iller. I'm a pro in the game, and I'm not a beginner.
Nice. That was nice. French Vanilla, thank you so much for joining me today on the Youth Forum.
Yeah. Thank you very much for having me.
French Vanilla. No one else is Zilla. The dude with the tie on. Don't let that fool you though.
Song from French Vanilla. We come to the end of the English Bulletin. That's the news in English from Studio 7 this Sunday evening, April 27th, 2014. Now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele with Sitandekile Mhlanga. This is Sandra Nyaira in Washington, wishing you a pleasant evening, a very good night, and a great week ahead.